the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
The passage that we have, the passage before us today describes the baptism of Jesus Christ.
今天的经文呢，描述了主耶稣基督的洗礼。
You may then ask, what is so special about this baptism?
你可能要问，那么这个洗礼有什么特别的呢？
Why is this baptism so different from the other baptisms that we see in the Holy Scriptures?
这个洗礼跟圣经里记载着其他的洗礼有什么不同呢？
First, let us understand what is baptism.
首先我们要明白洗礼的意义在哪里。
Now, what we have in verses 13 to 17 describes water baptism.
那13到17节就形容了水的洗礼。
With respect to believers, water baptism represents the inward spiritual reality of the saint.
对信徒来说呢，他们的受洗的洗礼是象征的，他们内里已经得到救赎了。
When a man believes in Jesus Christ, his sins are washed away by the water of the word.
当一个人来相信主的时候，他的罪就被主话语的水洗净了。
We are also told from God's word that Jesus Christ will baptize him with the Holy Ghost.
圣经也告诉我们，基督会以圣灵来向他施洗。
And this means that now the child of God is identified with Christ Jesus in his life and in his death and in his life again.
这意味着这个信徒呢，就代表他与耶稣是在一起的，在他的生命，在他死亡，也在他的生命当中。
This is what water baptism is supposed to signify.
这就是水的洗礼的意义了。
Now, who is the one that is undergoing the waters of baptism here in verses 13 to 17?
这里13到17节呢，是谁在受洗呢？
Is none other than Jesus from Galilee.
是加利利的耶稣。
This Jesus, of course, is the same Jesus that we are told of in Matthew chapter 1.
这耶稣呢，也是同样的马太福音第一章所提到的耶稣。
Remember when we started off with our study of the Gospel of Matthew, we talked about a special child that will be born.
记得吗？当我们刚开始查考马太福音的时候，我们就讨论到一个特别的婴孩生出来了。
And this special child will be called Jesus.
这所诞生的特别的婴孩是被称为耶稣的。
And why is he called Jesus?
为什么他的名称为耶稣呢？
Because the Bible tells us that he has come to save his people from their sins.
因为圣经告诉我们，他来是要救他的百姓脱离罪恶。
And of course, we know that he has come to redeem mankind from their sins.
当然，我们知道耶稣的到来是要救赎人类，脱离他们的罪恶。
And so, this person that is coming before John to be baptized is no ordinary person.
所以这个来到要施洗约翰为他施洗的不是一个普通的人。
He is the savior of the world.
他是这世界的救主。
He is the one whom John has said earlier that he is not worthy to even lose his shoe latchet.
他就是约翰形容为约翰自己本身是不能够帮他解鞋带的。
You see, John the Baptist is very consistent in his message throughout his earthly ministry.
我们知道施洗约翰他的信息在他世界上传讲神的话语的时候都是非常一致的。
His message is, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
他告诉当时的人，你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
And he will always point people to someone who will come after him who is greater than himself.
他一直把人的眼光指向在他以后要来的，因为这一在施洗约翰以后要来的是比施洗约翰大的。
And this is something that is very astounding.
这是非常令人惊讶的。
Because John the Baptist attracted many people with his teaching.
因为施洗约翰的讲道吸引了很大群的人来跟随他。
He had a great following.
他有一大堆的人来跟随他。
And yet here he is telling the people that there will be one that is greater than himself that will soon come.
但是这里他却告诉他们，在他以后来的能力却比他更大。
And they are then to follow this greater one that is to come.
施洗约翰告诉他们，他们应该跟随那位在约翰以后要来那位更大的。
And this one that is greater than himself will be the one who will baptize them with the Holy Ghost.
而这能力比施洗约翰更大的是要以圣灵来为他们施洗。
So Jesus is the one who is supposed to do the baptizing.
所以耶稣就是那位要来施洗的人。
And he is the one who is supposed to baptize those who believe with the Holy Ghost.
他要使那些相信的，他要用圣灵来为他们施洗。
Jesus is supposed to be the one who is the baptizer.
耶稣应该是那位为人施洗的人。
And he is one that is greater than John the Baptist.
他也是比约翰更大的。
And yet down here you have the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming before John and says, I need to be baptized with water by you.
但是这里十三到十七节却是耶稣来到约翰跟前，叫他用水当耶稣施洗。
And that is why John the Baptist found it so hard to accept.
这也是为什么施洗约翰觉得难以接受。
And so therefore John forbade Jesus Christ saying, I have need to be baptized of thee and comest thou to me?
所以约翰想要拦住他，然后对他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？
And so therefore Jesus had to instruct him why it was important for Christ to go through the waters of baptism.
所以耶稣要教导他为什么耶稣要经过这个水的洗礼的重要。
And the reason for it is that it is necessary for Christ to be obedient to God.
理由是耶稣定当顺服神。
If Christ is not obedient to God, there will be no salvation for us.
如果基督没有顺服神呢，我们就没有救恩了。
Because we are saved by the obedience of Christ.
因为我们是通过耶稣的顺服得到救赎的。
How exactly does Jesus save mankind from their sins?
耶稣怎么样把我们从最终拯救出来呢？
Understand that Jesus Christ has come to be the substitute and the propitiation for our sins.
我们要明白耶稣到了是要取代我们，并且为我们的罪做一个挽回祭的。
Adam was our first representative.
亚当是我们第一个，是一个第一个代表我们的。
And when Adam fell into sin, we fell together with him.
但是当亚当犯罪的时候，我们跟他一样都犯罪了。
It's just like the Sea Games.
就好像东南亚运动会一样。
You have Joseph Schooling who represents Singapore.
有约瑟琳代表新加坡。
Joseph Schooling wins the gold medal.
约瑟琳赢到了这个金牌。
All of us in Singapore wins the gold medal.
我们全新加坡人都赢到了这个金牌。
If Joseph Schooling lost,
如果约瑟琳输了，
all of us lost together with Joseph Schooling.
我们也跟他一样都输了。
And why so?
为什么是这样？
Because Joseph Schooling represents Singapore.
因为他代表了新加坡。
And so, Adam as our first representative fell into sin.
所以亚当作为第一个代表我们的，亚当犯罪了。
And because of Adam, so all of us are now plunged also into sin.
那么因为亚当，我们所有的人都陷入罪里了。
In order for mankind to be saved, therefore, there needs to be another representative.
所以人类要得救呢，我们必须有另外一个代表我们的。
There needs to be another substitute. There needs to be someone who will stand in the place of the whole of mankind in order to die for their sins.
必须有一个人来代表，来取代全人类的位置，为着他们的罪而死。
This person who is our representative and our substitute cannot be like the first Adam.
那这位作为取代的代表我们的，不可以像第一个亚当一样。
Because if he is like the first Adam who sinned, then we are all finished.
因为如果他像第一个亚当一样也犯罪了，那我们就完了。
It would mean that we will still be in our sins.
意味着我们还是陷在罪里。
And so therefore it is necessary for the second Adam to be someone who is sinless.
所以这是必须的。第二个亚当代表我们的必须是没有罪的。
And he must also be someone who will keep the commandments of God on our behalf.
他也必须是一个能为我们遵守神所有的诫命。
Because that is what Adam failed to do, isn't it?
因为这是第一个亚当所做不到的。
When Adam was told by God in the Garden of Eden not to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he disobeyed.
因为在伊甸园里，神告诉亚当，你不可以吃那分别善恶树上的果子，他并没有听神的话。
He did not keep the commandment of God.
他没有守神的诫命。
Even though God warned him, if you do so, thou shalt surely die.
即使神警告他，你若这样做，你必然会死。
That was the first Adam.
那是第一个亚当。
And so, therefore, in order for us to be saved, the second Adam, the one who represents us, must now be someone who must keep the commandments of God perfectly on our behalf.
所以，如果我们要得救，这第二个代表我们的亚当呢，必须是一个完全可以遵守神诫命的，没有犯罪的。
Because that is the only substitute, that is the only sacrifice which God will accept.
因为唯有这样的取代，这样的牺牲，神才可以接受。
God is a God of justice.
神是一位公义的神。
And so therefore, the divine demands for this justice must be met.
所以神圣洁的公义呢，是要求这样的，要完全的顺服他的诫命。
And what does divine justice demand?
那神圣洁的公义要求什么呢
？That the sacrifice must be one that is sinless.
就是这个所奉献的必须是一个没有罪的。
And so therefore, Jesus Christ must be someone who is perfect in the keeping of the commandments of God.
所以耶稣基督必须是一位可以完完全全遵守神诫命的。
This is what is called the active obedience of God.Active obedience of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督主动的顺服。
This is exactly what Jesus Christ is trying to say in verse 15.
这是耶稣在四旬节所要告诉施洗约翰的。
And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
十五节，耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他。
Jesus must definitely keep God's commandment to be baptized of water.
耶稣一定要守神的诫命，得到这个水的洗礼。
Because if he did not do so.
因为如果他不这样做的话
，then he will not be keeping the commandments of God perfectly.
他就没有完完全全遵守神的诫命了。
And so therefore, right now, in that particular situation, despite John's protestations, it is necessary for John in order to fulfill all righteousness.
所以在当时这样的情况，即使施洗约翰想拦住他，但是他还是依然要为耶稣施洗。因为这样耶稣才能够尽诸般的义。
And that is exactly what Jesus Christ will do for us in his entire earthly life.
这也是主在他整个在这世界的生命为我们所做的。
That throughout his entire life on this earth, he would keep the Ten Commandments on our behalf, which is something the first Adam failed to do.
就是主在这个世界上他整个生命都用来遵守守神的诫命，这是第一个亚当所做不到的。
This is the active obedience of Christ.
这是耶稣的主动的顺服。
Of course, Jesus Christ was also obedient all the way unto the cross of Calvary.
当然，耶稣基督也一直的这样的顺服，直到加略山的十字架。
And there he suffered on behalf of us.
在那里，他为我们受苦。
He was nailed to the cross.
他被钉十字架。
He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins.
他流下他的宝血来洁净我们的罪。
And then he died.
他也在那里死了。
And then was buried.
被埋了。
And then on the third day he rose again from the dead.
然后第三天他从死里复活了。
This is what is known as the passive obedience of Christ.
这是被称为耶稣被动的顺服。
And so therefore, by the active and passive obedience of Christ, men shall have salvation.
所以通过耶稣主动和被动的顺服，我们才能够有救恩。
And so, this particular incident may seem something that is very minor.
所以在这里记载的这件事看起来好像是很微不足道的。
Why did Jesus Christ make such a big issue about baptism?
为什么耶稣要使洗礼看起来是一件很大的事呢？
Because if this incident did not happen, there would be no salvation for us.
因为倘若这件事情没有发生，我们就没有救恩了。
It is necessary for Christ to be baptized with water.
耶稣必须得到水的洗礼。
But this also tells us another thing.
但是这也告诉我们另外一件事
，that baptism indeed is a rite that is approved of God.
洗礼这样的一个仪式的确是得到神的赞许的。
Yeah, not just approved of God, but it's something that is commanded by God.
不只是神所喜悦的，也是神命令我们这么做的。
Otherwise, it would not have been necessary for Christ to have gone through the waters of baptism.
否则耶稣就不用受到水的洗礼了。
And so what about all of us today?
那我们今天又怎么样呢？
Well, with regards to those who have believed in Christ, it is necessary for them to also be baptized with water.
若你已经相信耶稣基督为你的救主，你也必须要受洗。
Of course, water baptism does not save.
当然，水的洗礼是不能够拯救一个人的。
You are saved by the grace of God.
你是通过神的恩典得救的。
Whereby He grants you the faith to believe in Him.
他赐下你信心来信靠他。
And then He baptizes you with the Holy Spirit.
然后他用圣灵为你施洗。
Nevertheless, it is the demand of God that if you truly believe in Him, you should be baptized with water.
即使是这样，神也命令我们，如果我们真的相信他，我们也要得到水的洗礼。
And so therefore, if you have believed in Christ, please seek to be baptized with water as a confession, as a testimony to others about your faith.
所以若倘若你已经相信耶稣，你应该来受洗，这是你向众人所见证的，就是你已经是属于耶稣的。
And this incident that you see before us about Christ is also significant because it tells us, it sets an example for us that we must also obey God just like how Christ has obeyed God.
耶稣的洗礼也教导了我们，我们要效法他，因为他顺服神，我们也应当这么做来洗礼。
If you say that you are a believer in Christ, you are called a Christian, isn't it?
如果你说你相信了耶稣，你是一个基督徒。
What does it mean to be a Christian?
作为一个基督徒意味着什么呢？
Well, basically it means that you will follow Christ.
基本上就是说你愿意来跟随耶稣。
And so therefore, what Christ has set for us as an example, we must follow.
所以耶稣所立下的任何一个榜样，我们都必须要去跟随。
And so, what example did Christ set for us down here in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 15?
那么耶稣在约翰福在马太福音3:13-15给我们立下了怎样的一个榜样呢？
Was it not an example of obedience?
难道就是一个要顺服神的榜样吗？
Everything that Lord commanded, that God commanded, Jesus Christ fulfilled.
凡神所命令的，耶稣都会去进行。
And so therefore in our life, please also follow after the same footsteps.
所以在我们的生命里，我们也要跟随主的这样的一个脚踪。
Do not treat God's commandments lightly.
不要轻视神的命令。
Do not slight the word of God.
不要轻看神的话语。
If you say you love Christ,
如果你说你爱耶稣
，If you claim that you are a Christian,
若你宣称你是一个基督徒
，Then there should be this.Dedication to obey His precious word.
那你就要有这样的一个心智，愿意的来顺服神。
One of the big witnesses of Christianity today is that many are just paying lip service to Christ Jesus.
今天基督教很大的一个软弱，就是很多人只是口中说他们是基督徒罢了。
Many are just hypocrites.
他们只是假冒伪善的人。
They say that they believe in Christ.
他们说他们相信基督。
And yet, with regards to the obedience of God's word, You cannot see that in your life.
但是在关乎顺服神的话语，你不能够在他们生命里看到。
That is not the example which Christ has set for us here in this particular passage.
这不是耶稣在马太福音这里所为我们立下的榜样。
Are you an obedient Christian?
你是否是一个顺服神的基督徒呢？
Secondly, what the baptism of Christ teaches us is this.
第二，耶稣的洗礼教导了我们这第二件事。
The baptism of Christ is a wonderful demonstration and evidence of the Trinity.
耶稣的洗礼就显示给我们看神是三位一体的真神。
And this is what we read in verses 16 to 18.
这也是我们在16到18节所看到的。
For in these verses, we see the Trinity in action.
在16到18节我们看到这三位一体神的行动。
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him.
十六节，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
七节说到，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And so you see down here, all three persons of the Godhead.
所以在这里你会看到三位一体的真实的三个位格。
You have Jesus, who is the only begotten Son of God.
你有耶稣，就是神的独生子。
You have the Spirit of God that is descending upon Christ like a dove.
你看到圣灵，因为神的灵就仿佛鸽子降下。
And you have the voice of God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
还有从天上有父神的声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Yes, this is indeed the Trinity in action.
所以这里我们看到这三位一体真神的行动。
Do you know what is the Trinity?
你知道三位一体真神是什么呢？
If somebody asks you what is the Trinity, do you know how to explain?
如果人家问你为什么是三位一体的真神，你可以解释吗？
Oh, this is something that all Christians must know.
这是每一个基督徒都应该知道的。
It is, of course, the Trinity is a great mystery.
当然，三位一体真神是一个奥秘。
Yet it is something that we must simply accept.
但是也是我们应当去接受的。
So what then is the Trinity?
那三位一体真神是什么呢？
Well, there is one God and yet three persons.
是有一位真神，却有三个位格。
Three persons and yet one God.
三个位格，却是一位神而已。
And these three persons are the same in substance.
而这三个位格，他们本性相同。
Equal in power and glory.
全能荣耀也相等。
Yet not divided nor separated.
但是他们不是分开的
，but distinct
是个别是鲜明的。
The Father is God，
父是神。
The Son is God，
子也是神。
The Holy Spirit is God，
圣灵也是神。
The Father is not the Son，
父不是子。
The Son is not the Spirit，
子也不是圣灵。
The Spirit is not the Father，
圣灵也不是父。
This is.A simple definition of the Trinity.
这是对三位一体真神的一个很简单的定义。
Yeah, a deep mystery.
是非常是一个奥秘来的。
Yet the truth which is taught in the Holy Scriptures.
但是却是圣经所教导我们的真理。
So do you know this doctrine?
所以你认识这个教义吗？
I hope you do.
我希望你知道。
If not, who is teaching the Sunday school?
否则是谁在教主日学呢？
Yeah, Yahweh, Shuai Yong, and Elder John sometimes also takes the Sunday school.
Yahweh, Shuai Yong, 还有约翰长老都有教导主日学。
Do you understand this?
有教过三一真神吗？
Now what are you learning?
现在大家在学习什么呢？
What topic?
什么题目呢？
So limited atonement already. So they should have covered this before, right?
现在在学习有限的救赎，说应当已经 教导过
三位弟兄。Yeah, so based on that time, it should be Shuaiyong who is the teacher, right?
说应该是帅勇弟兄在教导主日学。
Do all of them know this?
我们大家都知道三位一体真神吗？
Okay, your assignment, you better make sure they know.
这就是你的任务了，要确保他们都熟悉。
Must keep revising.
我们要一直的来复习。
Yahweh, of course, will be most willing to help, right? He's your good brother.
当然，你的好兄弟Yahweh也愿意帮忙。
Very important doctrine.
这是一个非常重要的教义。
A great mystery.
是一个很大的奥秘。
Something which you must just accept.
是你应当就这样去接受的。
And thereby it teaches us about the greatness of God.
它也教导我们神是何等的无限的。
That we just simply have to accept that God is God.
我们只是要接受神就是神。
He is greater than all of us.
他的无限无量是超过我们能够想象的。
And what we can know about Him is that which is revealed in His Word.
我们所能够认识神的，都是神已经告诉我们在他话语里的。
And that the greatness of God is something that is, or that is beyond right our minds to comprehend, because God is infinite.
神的无限无量是我们的脑海所不能够去明白的，因为神是无限，我们是有限的。
So please remember this definition of the Trinity.
所以，请大家记住这个对三一真神的定义。
Shall we revise one more time?
我们来重新复习一次好吗？
Yes. One God, yet three persons.
我们只有一位神，三个位格。
Three persons, yet one God.
三个位格却是一位真神。
And the three persons are the same in substance.
他们本性相同。
Equal in power and glory.
全能荣耀相等。
Yet not divided, not separated.
他们不是分开的。
But distinct.
却是鲜明的。
So what are the three persons?
这三个位格是什么呢？
Well, we have God the Father.
我们有父神。
You have God the Son.
我们有子。
You have God the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵。
But the Father is not the Son.
但是父不是子。
The Son is not the Spirit.
子也不是圣灵。
The Spirit is not the Father.
圣灵也不是父。
And this is the doctrine of the Trinity.
所以这就是三位一体真神的教义。
And besides, besides here in Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, we also have 1 John chapter 5.
除了马太福音第三章，这里是六十七节教导这一点，在约翰一书也。
Oh, it's not there. Okay, so...Address this in Sunday school.
所以，请在主日学解释这个。
Right, explain the importance of 1 John chapter 5.
请解释约翰一书第五章的重要性。
Okay, so learn the doctrine of the Trinity and understand it well.
所以我们要学习三位一体真神的教义。
Because if you don't understand it well, you will fall into heresy.
并且要很明白它，否则我们会陷入异端的说法。
One of the common mistakes that are made by Sunday school teachers is this.
一个很普遍的一个错误，主日学老师所犯的就是。
That they will teach the, or they will describe the Trinity like the three states of water.
他们把这三位一体真神形容为水的三个状态。
They say sometimes, water is like liquid.
他说有时水是液体。
So it will appear as liquid.
所以它是以液体的状态出现。
Sometimes it will appear as steam.
有时它是以蒸汽来出现。
Sometimes it will appear as ice.
但是有时它是以冰块的状态来出现。
Have you heard of this illustration before?
有听过这样的讲解吗？
And did Shuaiyong use this illustration?
Shuaiyong 有用这样的一个解释吗？
Okay,
他及格了。
Otherwise, he should see the principal of Far Eastern Bible College.
否则他就要去见远东神学院的校长了。
This is a very common illustration, but it's actually a heresy.
这是一个非常 常常用到的一个解释的方法，但其实是一个异端的说法。
Because they say God will appear as one state at one time.
他的意思就是说，神是会以其中的一个状态出现在任何一个时候。
Sometimes it appears as water. Sometimes it appears as steam. Sometimes it appears as ice.
有时候是水，有时候是蒸汽，有时候是冰块。
Is that true?
这是真实的吗
？Of course not. You just look at Matthew chapter 3 verses 16 to 17.
当然不是。刚才我们已经在约翰马太福音第三章十六十七节看到了。
You see all three verses together.
我们看到这三位体真实的三个位格都出现了。
Moreover, when you say that God is like water, steam, and ice, you are actually slighting God.
更何况你说神是像水、蒸汽或冰块，你其实是在轻视神。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because God is a person.
神是有位格的。
And as a person, he has personality, he has character, he has intelligence.
作为神，他有他的属性，他有智慧。
Does water, steam, and ice have intelligence?
而这些水、蒸汽和冰块，它有智慧吗
？So please be very careful in using illustration to describe the Trinity.
所以我们要非常小心，当我们尝试用一些例子来解释三位一体真神的教义。
You must just simply accept the Trinity as it is.
你只需要就这样接受了这三位一体真神的教义。
And this should cause us to what? This should cause us to humble ourselves and cow down before God and say, Oh, there are so many things that I do not understand. Please teach me more about you.
这也是为什么这样的一个教义也是我们应当谦卑来到神面前说有许多东西我们不明白都需要神来教导我们。
And of course there must be things that we do not understand, otherwise how can God be God?
当然是有许多东西我们不理解的否则神怎么是神呢
?And so, please know the doctrine of the Trinity.
所以希望大家都明白这三位一体真神的教义。
And understand why it is significant here in this passage.
也明白它在这在马太福音这里的它的重要性。
Because it teaches us that all three persons of the Godhead is involved in our salvation.
因为它教导我们的这三位一体真神的三个位格都参与我们的救赎。
It is God the Father who sent the Son.
是父神赐下他的独生子。
It is God the Son which kept the commandments of the Father on our behalf.
是子为了我们来守父所有的诫命。
And it was also God the Son who died upon the cross of Calvary and then was buried and then rose again from the dead.
也是神的儿子被钉十字架，他死了被埋，并且从死里复活。
And as he went about his ministry, teaching and doing his miracles, he was doing so in the fullness and the power of the Holy Spirit.
并且当他在这世界上去传讲神的话语，并且行神迹的时候，是借着圣灵的力量。
Yes, all three persons of the Godhead is fully committed in our salvation.
所以这三位一体真神的三个位格都完完全全的参与了我们的救赎。
How wonderful, isn't it?
这是多么美好的。
And that is why this event of the baptism of Christ, though it may seem so innocuous, yet it is very significant.
所以这里主耶稣基督在马太福音的受洗看起来并不是什么，其实却是非常重要的。
Because firstly, it demonstrates Christ's obedience.
因为首先他彰显了耶稣顺服神。
Without the active and passive obedience of Christ, we are finished.
因为没有耶稣主动和被动的顺服，我们就完了。
And number two, it demonstrates the doctrine of the Holy Trinity.
第二，他也教导了我们关于三位一体真神的教义。
And it shows us all three persons of the Godhead being very concerned and very active, right, with regards to the salvation of mankind.
也使我们看到这三位一体真神的三个位格都是如何参与，非常活跃的参与我们的救赎。
The Father sends the Son.
父赐下他的独生子。
And the Son serves in the fullness of the Spirit.
子借着圣灵的力量来侍奉。
May this teaching of the baptism of Christ promote us unto a greater love for our Savior and a greater appreciation for our salvation.
让我们学习到耶稣的受洗呢，是要帮助我们更加的来爱主，更加的来珍惜我们的救恩。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Lord God Almighty.
你是那全能的神。
There are so many things in Thy Word that we do not understand.
在你话语里有许许多多我们不明白的。
Yet how thankful we are that You have granted us Thy Holy Spirit, which will lead us into all truth.
但是我们要感谢你，赐下圣灵，圣灵帮助我们明白你的真理。
Oh Father, we see Thy greatness.
天父，我们看到你是何等无限无量的。
And we do confess that oftentimes we have not pondered enough upon how great Thou art.
我们也承认，很多时候我们并没有思考到神，你是何等伟大的。
And show through the Holy Scriptures, show us how great Thou art and how small we are.
所以主通过你的话语，让我们看到你是何等的伟大，我们是何等的渺小。
That we will be like John the Baptist, who will say that Christ must increase and we must decrease.
所以我们会像，好让我们像施洗约翰这样说，主必兴旺，我必衰微。
Grant us such a humble spirit.
帮助我们拥有这样的一颗谦卑的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.